As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Well, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air, baby. Be a part of it, and welcome to our Friday, February the 11th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. Always good news, lots of that today, hard facts, that too, workable solutions. You all know what my said major solution is, but if you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, then you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game. Be a part of today's broadcast. You can log on and bookmark becomevocallocal.com or vocallocal.org. Take your pick. To engage in our chat room discussion, just click on the chat room link there. Or you can pick up the telephone and call throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call in area code 512-904-8014 to join me live on air. And from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email. Had a bunch of very interesting email overnight. Anyway, at William Roberts, P.O. Box 97. Excuse me. You can send your ideas for guest show topics and news to me. I don't even follow my own script. I got it all written out here, word for word. Say it every morning. I get what a pain. Anyway. Good morning, America. It's Friday. Yahoo. All right. You can also send your news, to your ideas for guest show topics and news to me via email. At BVLhost at CenturyTel.net. Yes, you can. And for those without internet access, listening by any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Bet you thought I had it all memorized, right? No. No, I'm not like that. I don't memorize the things that I can write down. Send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office, Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's P.O. Box 96, out of Exeter, Mo, the big Mo to me, 65647. Once again, a big shout-out to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro, 1650 AM, Tonawanda, New York, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, Real Liberty Media, Channel 16, TalkStream Live, Liberty Radio out of Minneapolis and Jordan, Minnesota. They're streaming live over Facebook. That's new technology. Thank you for broadcasting Become Vocal Local to your local listening audiences and taking an interest in this broadcast. Our call-in number remains throughout the program, 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. Precious metals follow crude in the U.S. dollar higher in early trading. We'll go there this morning. New York Stock Exchange merger with the Deutsche Börse AG blowback. It's already happening. Payola cutbacks, whiners, we'll go talk about all those too. Offshore wind turbines, carbon credits, Hosni Job Mubarak, they're all in the news. And we'll take your calls throughout the broadcast. Let's get our market report behind us for this morning. Active trading, new news, good news too. Out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, gold was up $2.30 at $1,365.80 now on the north side of 1350. Silver off 19 cents at $30.12 a troy ounce. Platinum up $2 at $1,829. Wow, watch that platinum. Palladium not doing bad either. Up $1 at $821 an ounce. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market this morning, $1,357.50 for a low, $1,369.90 for a high. But at $1,365.80, your gold is up year to year to $271.90 for a 24.89% return on your investment. We'll be right back.
Every day you hear the news. As an American citizen, I'm sure you're concerned. You may even feel like you have no control. Of course, you can't control things like natural disasters or the real estate meltdown, but these days, a number of Americans are returning to the practice of being self-reliant by keeping food and water in reserve. That's why you need BeFoodReady.com. BeFoodReady.com has high-quality, delicious foods that are savable and storable. The foods are dehydrated, so all you need to do is add water. They're made from premium-grade fresh raw fruits, vegetables, dairy products, and other high-quality ingredients. Our stuff is awesome, and it's available in single packets for less than $2 a serving. When you buy it in the packs, it can be 91 cents or less, depending on the package that you're getting. And these foods can be stored for as long as 15 years. Log on to our website to watch a short video, learn about our food selections, how to start your own business, and how you can try 6 meals for free. Log on to BeFoodReady.com.
A wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties, a few years ago. In fact, Moronis called his work a dire prophecy. And it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica10.com. Although this video may be offensive to some audiences, it's worth checking out. Again, that's www.endofamerica10.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Friday, February the 11th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Woo, got that one out right. Okay, back into our market report once again, where we find active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Gold was trading up $2.30 at $1,365.80 an ounce. Silver off 19 cents at $30.12 an ounce. Platinum up $2 at $1,829 a troy ounce. And palladium in the spot market this morning up $1 at $821. The London gold fix this morning. The AM gold fixing. The boys in London, LBMA, the London Bullion Market Association, fixed the price at $13.59. And we've been above that for most of the morning. The SPDR gold shares overnight trimmed off 0.91 metric tons from their electronic treasure chest. They claim to be holding this morning $1,225.53 metric tons, valued on State Street at $53.3 billion. Dineros, the fold it in half stuff. The Dow Jones Industrial Average yesterday closed up 11 at 12,229. The NASDAQ closed off 1 at 2,790. And the S&P 500 off 1 at 1,322. No one should be in as good a mood as I'm in this morning. I just don't deserve it, right? Anyway, crude oil up 17 cents in early trading at $86.90. $86.90 for those 42-gallon barrels of light sweet crude. The U.S. dollar index up 34 basis points at 78.55. 78.55 for the U.S. dollar index. Of course, that impacts the foreign exchange rates, where we find the Canadian loonie this morning trading up 18 basis points at $1 even, at parity with the U.S. dollar. The Mexican peso up a fuzzy bit at 8 cents U.S. The euro off 60 basis points at $1.35. The British pound moving down, strong move for the British pound, but down 0.69 at $1.60. And the Swiss franc moves down from 0.45% to $1.03. Again, these are foreign exchange rates. This is where you go to the bank, you want to go someplace, do business or commerce or go shopping or traveling or whatever, and you slide money back and forth across the counter, and they give you fiat paper from another country for the fiat paper that you have here. Anyway, that's how it works. The bond market this morning, the yield on the bonded indebtedness, the U.S. Treasuries, the two-year bonds are yielding 0.80%, moving down about 3 basis points from where they were yesterday. The 10-year this morning at 3.64, of course, that's going to impact our mortgages, and it does, and the 30-year at 4.70. The mortgage market this morning, the fixed-rate mortgages, the 15-year fixed-rate, not an adjustable-rate mortgage, a fixed-rate mortgage, 15-year, moves up from 4.05% a month ago to 4.32%. You can see that the interest rates in the mortgages are going up, which means it's going to be more and more difficult to qualify for mortgages. But even so, these rates are dirtbag cheap. All right? The 30-year moves up from 4.73% a month ago to 5.06. Your prime rate is at 3.25%. And the way it stands this morning, your gold-to-silver ratio would take you 45.30 ounces of silver to buy 1 ounce of gold. Sure, it should be about 16 to 1. But we haven't seen that in a long time. The Econo Day calendar this morning, we'll take a look and see what we've got for today. Friday, international trade, consumer sentiment come out, and Sarah Bloom Raskin is already speaking. I don't know what Sarah Bloom Raskin has to say, but I'm sure she'll say something. Dennis Lockhart yesterday spoke, 30-year bond action in the auction in the afternoon. Treasury budget, federal balance sheet came out, and they talked about the money in supply yesterday as well. So let's go over and take a look at our economic news and pull that up as we scroll across way over here to this side, way over to this edge of the browser over here. Pick this one up. Let's look at wholesale trade. Wholesale trade. Wholesalers built up their inventories in December in what likely reflects optimism for future sales. Now, you know, you can build up your inventory, and you can build up your inventory, and you can just pack your warehouses plumb full of stuff. But unless you've actually got somebody to sell, or unless you've actually got an order, all you do is have stacks and stacks of stuff. So we'll have to see. The build was roughly split between durable goods, right, like refrigerators and things like that, and non-durable goods. I don't know what that would be anymore. The latter subject to price swings for commodities. Inventories which lagged sales in November, rose faster than sales in December to push up the wholesale stock to sales ratio by 1/10 to 1.16. Again, we go through these things, we read this language, all right? This is the language of the economists. Logical positivist syntacticians, you know, as they are. But I read this material over and over again to kind of get this idea in our head. This is the kind of stuff that's going to drive the economic news all day. This is the stuff you'll probably see on your television set, maybe already, all right? But just kind of getting this information, these words, this language style out into our general understanding. You know, if we're looking for change, we're going to need to be that change. We're going to have to have our heads screwed on real tight to be able to understand where we're going in the future. Inventory building is good news when the economy is on the rise, as it points to job creation. Inventory building is good news. It points to job creation. But you still have to sell the inventory. Like I said, you can stack them to the rafters, Bubba, but if you don't have a buyer, you don't have any business. Be able to lay those people off in no time at all. Here's the natural gas report. I've been waiting for this. but it doesn't really tell us the full story. The natural gas in storage fell 209 billion cubic feet in the February 4th week. A 190 billion cubic foot withdrawal was expected. So it fell more than was expected, not by too much, you know, but enough. But we still are not getting any answers as to why the people in Arizona and other places are not having their, you know, are having their natural gas shut off or supplies diminished. Now, that's a story that I've been hearing floating out there. I don't know if it's true. Maybe there's somebody in Arizona that would like to call in and tell us how they're doing as far as natural gas is concerned. Are you still trying to heat your house with newspaper and candles? This is International Trade. All right. Again, this is Econo Day. You can find it on their website, econoday.com. International Trade. Higher oil prices led to a reversal and worsening in the trade gap in November. Higher oil prices led to a reversal and a worsening in the trade gap. We had to bring in more oil. However, exports posted a solid gain for the month, and excluding oil, the deficit actually narrowed noticeably. Right. Is that a good sign? Maybe it is. I don't know what it is exactly that we're exporting. Caterpillar tractors to the Israelis so they can run over the Palestinians, maybe. I don't know. But the overall U.S. trade deficit in December grew to $40.6 billion. So we're still running on the negative side. We should be having trade surpluses, not trade deficits. We'll be right back.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at HempUSA.org.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
Live Free or Die Radio with Lee Rogers, the most dangerous talk show in America.
Weekdays at 9 p.m. Central on Oracle Broadcasting.
So trying to find any details, you know, on what it is we're actually exporting is kind of hard to come by. But the widening of the trade deficit, as the article here from Econoday says, you know, was primarily in the petroleum gap trade deficit. All right. Which expanded to $25.3 billion from $20.1 billion in November. The non-petroleum goods differential shrank to $27.2 billion from $30.4 billion the month before. By end-use categories, the increase in goods exports was led by a $1.5 billion boost in capital goods, with industrial supplies gaining $1.1 billion. What kind of industrial supplies? We're sending out, you know, Comet Cleanser or something, you know, Mr. Clean. Especially notable for capital goods was that only $0.2 billion was for civilian aircraft. Also rising were autos, up $0.6 billion. Declines were seen in consumer goods, down $0.3 billion, and in feeds and beverages. Budweiser's not doing too well on the open market. Nobody wants to eat our genetically modified corn chips anymore. Down negligibly, the jump in good imports was led by $5.2 billion surge in industrial supplies. Now notice, they say largely oil imports, so they're considering oil imports to be industrial supplies. Foods, feeds, and beverages and auto imports rose modestly. Imports of consumer goods slipped $0.4 billion. So Wally World's not doing too good. The foods and the feeds and the beverages, be all the stuff we buy from Nestle, I suppose, you know. I don't know, Yoplait yogurt or something. Anyway, all that sort of stuff, that slipped. On a not seasonally adjusted basis, the December figures show surpluses in billions of dollars, with Hong Kong, Singapore, Australia, Egypt, so on and so forth. Deficits were recorded in billions of dollars with China, blah, blah, blah. OPEC, European Union, Japan, Mexico, they list the whole list, all right? So we're not exporting anywhere near what we should. Let's see how that relates to our consumer sentiment. What's the consumer sentiment this morning? Well, the Reuters University of Michigan Consumer Sentiment Index for the final reading for January rose 1.5 points to a 74.2 from the mid-month reading of 72.7. It doesn't really tell us much. They use numbers. I think the consumer sentiment is pissed off and freezing cold. All right? I don't put numbers to that. While the final for January was marginally below the December final of 74.5, the implied reading for the second half, this is what you get when you go to school, folks. They can't just tell it to you in straight English, you know? And it's sad. It really is, because we could do with a little bit more straight English, and we just don't get much of it. Let's go back over here and see what we can get to the other end of the browser now, back to our news basket, and pick up this article about Goldman Sachs. You know, I always like to talk about Goldman Sachs. They're the parasite on the back of the American people. Goldman Sachs former chief Whitehead says the New York Stock Exchange deal is an insult. All right, it's a deal. All right, well, they're working on that deal. All right, they're going to merge the New York Stock Exchange, Euronext or whatever it is, with the Deutsche Börse AG. Talked about that yesterday. Big news, really. Max Abelson writing this for Bloomberg. John C. Whitehead isn't celebrating the 219-year-old New York Stock Exchange's plan to be acquired by Germany's 18-year-old Deutsche Börse AG. All right, here's his quote. I think it's a terrible idea, and I hope it can be stopped. Whitehead, and he does have white hair, the 88-year-old former co-chairman of Goldman Sachs Group, Inc., said in an interview yesterday it would be an insult to New York City, New York State, and indeed to all of America. An insult. And I would agree. Although, go back and read Gustavus Meyer's book and the history of the great American fortunes and find out about these exchanges that started to grow up and all of the trouble that we've had with Wall Street since its beginning. Maybe we should not only merge it, but perhaps just go ahead and ship it over to the Germans and see if they can figure it out. Anyway, continuing, the erstwhile U.S. Deputy Secretary of State, New York State New York Stock Exchange Director, and Lower Manhattan Development Corporation Chairman said his experience gives him the credibility to speak out against the potential takeover. He's the Lower Manhattan Development Corporation Chairman. Again, the information that we can glean from Gustavus Meyer's book on all of this stuff that's going on in New York, it's been going on in New York for a long time, New York City, gives us a much better insight as to the real problem in this country. One of these diseases, one of these cancers that we need to excise out of our midst. Quote, I speak out rarely, he says, and this is one time when I can't hold myself back. He's really going all out here, you know. He said, adding that the exchange is, quote, an important symbolism of American capitalism and of New York City's status as a global financial center. I don't know, maybe we could export Goldman Sachs someplace in Europe as well. Quote, listen now, I think of it as a holy institution. He didn't say, you know, he didn't think of his synagogue as a holy institution. He's not referring to the Catholic Church as a holy institution. He's not glorifying, you know, the creator of the universe here. No, he thinks the New York Stock Exchange is a holy institution. I think maybe we've got to do a little bit of a checkup from the neck up here. You see where the problem is that we're, you know, in this country? Whitehead, whose autobiography, A Life and Leadership, chronicles his command of a landing craft at Omaha Beach on D-Day, said his opposition has nothing to do with his World War II experiences. Quote, I'd be anti any other country buying the New York Stock Exchange, he said. It's not just that it's Germans. Of course, he didn't say Nazis. Adolf Hitler. Whitehead, who joined Goldman Sachs in 1947, said he remembers visiting the exchange in the early days at the firm. Proud chairman. I remember the various chairmen of the New York Stock Exchange. See, it's a done deal. They're using past tense here. And how important they were in the world of finance, he said. He added that Gustav Levy was, quote unquote, as proud of chairing the New York Stock Exchange as he was of leading the New York-based Goldman Sachs, where Whitehead followed at the helm. Wow, Gustav Levy, the Levites, the money changers, the usurers, the international Jew. He wouldn't discuss New York Stock Exchange Euronext Chief Executive Officer Duncan Niederauer. One of them did a little bit of browsing around on old Niederauer yesterday, quite illuminating, who had been a 22-year Goldman Sachs veteran when he joined the exchange in 2007, other than to say, quote, I cannot believe that the board and the president and the staff would be in favor of this idea. Robert Rendine, global head of communications at the New York Stock Exchange Euronext, the owner of the exchange, declined to comment. Naomi Kim, a spokesman for the Deutsche Börse in New York, said the exchange declined to comment, blah, blah, blah. With dual headquarters in New York and Frankfurt, Maine. Oh, a holy institution. It is. It's all Rothschilds and Rockefellers. The combined firm would be the world's biggest exchange owner, handling equities worth $15 trillion. Talked about that yesterday. Whitehead said the consolidation makes him uncomfortable. Maybe we need to listen to this old man. Might have some wisdom here. Competition among stock exchanges is a good thing, not a bad thing. Rockefellers hate competition, so do the Rothschilds. But Whitehead seems to speak favorably of it. Maybe we should listen.
Edge Talk Radio, online, worldwide, at OracleBroadcasting.com. TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice-over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can, with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live, now available in the iTunes App Store.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
I'm sure everybody's seen the bronze bull and the bronze bear up there in Wall Street, you know, and the brokers just seem to file by it on a regular basis. Maybe in New America we'll just go ahead and gold plate that bull and we can all start to worship the golden calf again anyway. Let's go live and go to Massachusetts and visit with our live roving reporter, Jeff. Good morning, Jeff.
Well, Will, thank you very much. Will, I got some news for you. You know what job is going to be popular in the future and even now? Security, particularly the TSA. I was going through one of the train stations on my way home from work. I seen three big TSA officers right in the train station, and one of them look like the Abominable Snowman from the Bugs Bunny cartoon. You know, George, you've been a bad boy, George. Let me put you this way here. George, you've been a bad boy. You're a straight white Christian male. You have been a bad boy. Time to grab you by your groin. Let's see what's in there. Nothing in there. Everything is all secure. Duh. You're a nice fluffy little sheep. You're fine. You go through. You do as you're told. But you, George, you've been a bad boy.
Well, one of these days, Jeff, you know, they'll be fondling you with their right hand and they'll be stuffing you in the train cars with their left hand. You know, these bunch of goons.
I know. And you know what? That's going to be the job, which is citizen spies, as Alex Jones talks about, security like TSA and third worldism. We we're going to see rickshaws running through the streets, a whole mishmash of languages. English will be gone. It'll be a combination of Ebonic, Spanish, Chinese, Arabic, and French.
Well, you know, I really don't mind eating rice, but I don't have any desire to eat plastic or genetically modified rice, as you know. So I think that the rickshaws are very likely to be in our future. But, you know, I don't know whether you've ever read the Patriot Act, but when I got the copy that I did almost immediately after it came off the press, in fact, I read it before our senator and our Congress critters had read it, courtesy of Jason Black, the senator's aide, which I was in pretty good communication with. But anyway, in the in the original Patriot Act, they had a section in there, and I think you're right, when you look at security, the bankers, the central banks and all the banks, had the privilege extended to them of having their own private security forces. And I can just imagine that you would want to go to a bank someplace, and it wouldn't be a surprise to me that they'll treat you just the same way as they treat you when you try and get into one of the courtrooms. You'll have to go through a metal scanner and empty your pockets and fill it in the tray, push it around, just to make a deposit or a withdrawal in your bank.
Well, that's it. Well, you know what? It's like remember, V for Vendetta, the black bag. They'll start black bagging you like in the movie V for Vendetta. And you know what? Free speech will not be free anymore. And that's where all this financial hoopla is going towards. We're going to have our stuff taken from us, and we'll be completely bankrupt. So, Will, hold on to your hats, and welcome to the Third World Order. Have a good one.
All right. Thanks so very much, Jeff. Jeff from Chelsea. Yeah, the Third World Order. It is, baby. It is. Well, so there's a lot of news. He says, it continues here. He says, Bloomberg's founder and majority owner of the Bloomberg News parent, Bloomberg LP, voiced support for the transaction at a news conference yesterday. This is Michael Bloomberg. You know, Michael, number 16, kill it, Michael Bloomberg. You know, he's the guy that, you know, is in charge of all this website that I visit every day. This is what he had to say. He says, I think it's very good for New York. That's right. That's right. Merging the New York Stock Exchange Euronext with the Deutsche Börse AG is good. It's good. It's good for New York. You'll have the two strongest stock exchanges together. Sound like, I don't know, didn't we used to have antitrust laws? Well, actually, we shouldn't be too surprised, because this has been the drill from day one with New York City. To contact the reporter, blah, 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 and it goes on, continues. But let's see what Jamie Dimon's got to say. You know, Jamie Dimon, calls Fannie Freddie the biggest disasters of all time. So we're merging our stock exchanges, and now we're going to get rid of Fannie and Freddie here. All right. Don Kopecky, February the 10th, 2011, writing for Bloomberg. J.P. Morgan Chase and Company. I don't like either of these two companies. J.P. Morgan, all right, Junius P., and Goldman Sachs. You could do without either of them. I think we ought to just go ahead and get rid of them. Myself, Chief Executive Officer Jamie Dimon, said government-sponsored mortgage companies Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, government-sponsored. Now, remember, these are private corporations. Government-sponsored. I mean, in other words, this is like a protection racket here. This is a public-private partnership. This is where you have the force of government and all of their military arms combined with the wealth of private investors, right? The biggest, he calls this the biggest disaster of all time. Government-sponsored mortgage companies, Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, were the biggest disasters of all time and a leading cause of the U.S. financial crisis. No, they weren't. No, they weren't. Graft, greed, corruption at the highest levels. That's the big cause of the financial crisis. Quote, that was an accident waiting to happen, Dimon said in an October 20th, 2010 interview with Financial Crisis Inquiry Commission. The congressional panel yesterday released audio files of interviews gathered during its 18-month investigation into the causes of the crisis. It's going to be kind of like the 9/11 whitewash report, most likely. The Obama administration is set to announce in Washington today its recommendations on how to restructure the U.S. housing finance system. Restructure the U.S. housing finance system. One of our listeners sent me a a link to a video, which I watched last night. Usually don't watch the YouTube things very often, but I did. And this one you can find up on YouTube. It's Russell Means, Welcome to the Reservation. Russell Means, Welcome to the Reservation. Well, it's reservation time in America now. All right. We have a U.S. housing finance system. Why? Why do we have a U.S. housing finance system? Washington-based Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac in McLean, Virginia, have taken more than $150 billion in federal aid since regulators seized their operations in September of 2008. Okay, let's see. Let me figure this one out. So we know we've got a Ponzi scheme running, or maybe better yet, we've got a bookmaking operation going. And we come in and we seize their operation. We seize them. And then we turn around and give them $150 billion in federal aid. Does that make sense to you? We all knew about it. Here's a quote. We all worried about it. No one did anything about it. Diamond, 54, told the investigators, we all knew about it. We all worried about it. But no one did anything about it. But that's the way we're all guilty of that. Is there anybody listening today that doesn't know all about it? Is there anybody today that's listening that doesn't worry about it? But yet, is there anybody today that's done anything about it? Sauce for the goose, often sauce for the gander. The companies, which were privately owned by shareholders, received federal tax breaks and other subsidies to help fulfill their public mission to bolster the U.S. housing market. I thought that's what Bernanke is supposed to do. Anyway, DeMone said they financed risky loans, like subprime mortgages that helped to drive more than $1.9 trillion in write-downs at financial institutions across the world. That's great profit, by the way, to some. DeMone, or Diamond, said lax lending standards across the industry and excessive leverage and risk-taking by banks helped cause this crisis. You kind of got sucked. No, that's what they do over at Goldman, Jamie. But you kind of got sucked into this whole sense of security because there was no losses, Diamond said. I would also say that people lied. Now, let's see, this seems to be kind of going around the house, doesn't it? Everybody's agreeing that people lied. There was more and more of that in a frothy market. Right? Everybody getting sucked in to a sense of security and people lying. You know, it's like Goldman Sachs, Lloyd Blankfein said in testimony there at the Senate hearing. When asked about the Timberlake deal, he said it was a shitty deal. And they kept selling it to their customers. That's right. That's what they do. Shrinking roles. Treasury Secretary Timmy Geithner and Housing Urban Development Secretary Sean Donovan plan to present lawmakers with three options for shrinking the roles of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac in the U.S. housing market. I don't know. Why don't we just sell their buildings and take the money and do something else with it? Blankfein, another article here, sought U.S. blessing on executive pay. Now, we'll have a parallel article to this from Bloomberg this morning in regards to General Motors and the other automobile companies that we bailed out. Government Motors? Yeah, they're taking huge bonuses too. But here, this is what Blankfein's got to say. He sought the U.S. blessing on executive pay. Feinberg says. Blankfein and Feinberg. I'm sure we ought to get to the truth in this article. It was written by Ian Katz, K-A-T-Z. Well, we'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Don Wiskin, and have you ever wondered what the garlic cayenne drops could do for you? February is Heart Month, and we want you to find out just what can happen when you take the right combination of herbs designed to maintain our cardiovascular health. Purchase a 4-month supply of Extendivite drops or capsules, plus get a bonus month supply of capsules for only $125 plus shipping. That's 5 months worth of Extendivite for $25 per month. This is a Heart Month special to help get you started on your path to better health and ends February 28th, so don't be left out. Find out what Extendivite can do for you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Expand your life with Extendo Bite.
Every day you hear the news. As an American citizen, I'm sure you're concerned. You may even feel like you have no control. Of course, you can't control things like natural disasters or the real estate meltdown, but these days, a number of Americans are returning to the practice of being self-reliant by keeping food and water in reserve. That's why you need BeFoodReady.com. BeFoodReady.com has high-quality, delicious foods that are savable and storable. The foods are dehydrated, so all you need to do is add water. They're made from premium-grade fresh raw fruits, vegetables, dairy products, and other high-quality ingredients. Our stuff is awesome, and it's available in single packets for less than $2 a serving. When you buy it in the packs, it can be 91 cents or less, depending on the package that you're getting. And these foods can be stored for as long as 15 years. Log on to our website to watch a short video, learn about our food selections, how to start your own business, and how you can try 6 meals for free. Log on to BeFoodReady.com.
A wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties, a few years ago. In fact, Moronis called his work a dire prophecy. And it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica10.com. Although this video may be offensive to some audiences, it's worth checking out. Again, that's www.endofamerica10.com.
Radio X, with your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So back to this article about Lloyd Blankfein here and Feinberg working together over executive pay. This article written by Ian Kotz. You can find it up on Bloomberg. Oy, what a combination this is. Okay. Anyway, I had no jurisdiction over Goldman, but Goldman had me up there to see Blankfein four times, said Kenneth Weinberg, the administration's former special master on executive compensation. We have a special master on executive compensation. What kind of terminology is this? It said in an interview released yesterday by the Financial Crisis Inquiry Commission. Don't do anything about it. Just study it, right? Write up a piece of paper. Government loves paper. Russell Means, good guy. President, I wouldn't call him that, Barry the Usurper, named Feinberg to the role in June of 2009 amid public outcry over pay at Wall Street firms that got taxpayer-funded bailouts. Of course, it's all over the whole world. For months and months and months, all we've been hearing about is the bonuses and the enormous amount of money that these stockbrokers and agents, you know, for the monetary interests on the planet, how much money they make. Everybody's out here sucking eggs. These guys are packing it in, all right? Anyway. So they create his commission. Feinberg supervised pay at seven firms, including Citigroup, Bank of America, American International Group, but Goldman Sachs wasn't even among the list. Goldman was under such political pressure that Goldman might as well have been an eighth company, Feinberg said in an interview with two FCIC staffers in September. Scan. All right, this is getting personal. You remember in the Blues Brothers film when John Belushi was taking off his jacket? Well, they're taking off their coats now. Ken, if we do it this way, if we only pay our people $600,000 cash and any bonus that they get in stock and they won't get it for 5 years, am I doing okay? Feinberg said, recalling a conversation with Blankfein. Am I doing okay? Ken, if we do it this way, you remember that greasy little meatball in the Senate commission, you know, when they were grilling him on live TV there? Greasy meatball with a bad memory and a worse haircut, you know, male pattern balding, right? Goes all the way down his spine. Anyway, Ken, if we do it this way, if we only pay our people $600,000 in cash, and any bonus that they get in stock, and they won't get it for 5 years, am I doing okay? Feinberg replies, yeah, you're making some improvements, Lloyd. That's good. You're making some improvements, Lloyd. That's good. Yeah? This is the special paymaster here from the government. I'm talking to the gov. Talking to Goldman Sachs. Goldman Sachs spokesman Michael DuValle declined to comment on Feinberg's interview with the FCIC. Very sensitive. Goldman Sachs was very sensitive to the public reaction to their compensation program based on the visibility that they had in the crisis. They ought to be sensitive. I think they ought to be indicted. I'm calling yesterday for a jury trial for J.P. Morgan Chase. Maybe they ought to have a jury trial for Goldman Sachs Group, too. In December of 2009, New York-based Goldman Sachs said its top 30 executives would receive their entire year-end bonus in stock that would be locked up for 5 years. Wow. Go ahead and slap their fingers. 2 months later, Feinberg said he thought Blankfein had to a large extent adopted the special master's recommendations on limiting cash salaries and paying bonuses in long-term stock. Of course, they did that at GM, too. And that's how they screwed the employees of GM. Promised everybody if they would just take a cash deferral and accept stocks instead, that everybody would be fine until they went bankrupt. That's how they do things in America, you know. That's how they did things with the Indians, too. Remember the Astros? Read Gustavus Meyer's great book. You find out all about the Astros, John Jacob Astor 1, 2, and 3, and the rest of them. How they screwed the Indians, the Native Americans. House Republicans accede to members' demands for bigger U.S. spending cuts. Brian Fehler writing this for Bloomberg. House Republican leaders said they will seek another $26 billion in government spending reductions this year, bowing to pressure from colleagues to keep their campaign promises to cut $100 billion. We started in on this kind of an article yesterday. This is a continuation. Quote, our intent is to make deep but manageable cuts in nearly every area of the government, leaving no stone unturned and allowing no agency or program to be held sacred, Rogers said. That would be Harold Rogers of Kentucky. He's the Appropriations Committee chairman. See? He didn't say where the additional savings would come. Representative Norm Dix of Washington, the top Democrat on the Appropriations Committee, said the cuts would force agencies to furlough employees. Oh, poo-hoo. It's going to affect jobs? It has to. Well, I hope to say so. Why don't we start with the Department of Homeland Security? And then proceed immediately over to the Pentagon. The revised plan will make it harder, and then get into the Department of Education too. That's one I'd really like to see abolished. The revised plan will make it harder to reach agreement with Senate Democrats, who are already balking at savings outlined a day earlier by Rogers. That proposal would have cut $74 billion from Barry the Usurper's budget request for this year, which amounts to a $35 billion less than last year, a $100 billion reduction in the president's request for fiscal 2011 would be about $60 billion less than last year's spending. Okay. Pretty important stuff going down here. Bachman, Michelle Bachman now, Tea Party time. Get in the party and let's all jump into the cup together with Ms. Joe. Well, that's almost pornographic, Will. Lisa Lehrer writing this for Bloomberg. U.S. Representative Michelle Bachman, I think she's like wearing a tank top here in Congress. U.S. Representative Michelle Bachman opened the Conservative Political Action Conference today by urging Republican activists to make Barry the Usurper a one-term president. Hear, hear, dear. I like that. But he isn't even a one-term president. The man's a usurper. He's not qualified to serve. Anyway, kind of concerned about this Conservative Political Action Conference, CPAC. Well, there's more. Quote, we've seen the usurper usher in socialism under his watch over the last 2 years. Honey, somebody please hand her a message. Making the world safe for democracy. Mr. Truman. When did we usher in socialism? With Abraham Lincoln, maybe? How long have we been a socialist nation? I would imagine we've been a socialist nation from the get-go, remember? Claude Henri Duverville, Saint-Simon, the last one, the last man to be awarded the Order of Cincinnatus for his service in the American Revolution, went back to France, bought up a bunch of church property, property from the nobles, and squandered the profits he made from that by having a salon. Anyway, he is credited by many as being the founder of French socialism, and he fought alongside of Washington, battle in Yorktown. Well, anyway, socialism, right? Referring to the overhaul of the U.S. healthcare system that the usurper pushed into law last year, the Minnesota Republican said, quote, Obamacare is clearly the crown jewel of socialism, and repealing it is the driving motivation of my life. Well, at least she's motivated, and getting rid of Obamacare would be a good start. The event's organizers said more than 10,000 people plan to attend the 38th annual gathering of the Republican activists, leaders, and lobbyists as the party gears up to challenge the usurper's re-election in 2012. 10,000 people plan to attend the 38th annual gathering at CPAC? Wow. That's a couple. Among the potential Republican White House contenders planning to speak are former Governors Tim Pawlenty of Minnesota and Mitt Romney of Massachusetts. Of course, Mitt Romney has a health care plan in his background that might make him stumble on his way to the White House. Mitch Daniels, former House Speaker Newt Gingrich of Georgia, and Mississippi Governor Haley Barbour. What a bunch of retreads. Right. Real estate mogul Donald Trump addressed the group today and said he'd decide by June on running for president. So we need more candidates. That's what we need, more candidates. Go ahead and wheel out Ron Paul. Let's have him run one more time. I'll be right back.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it.
This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Friday, February the 11th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming to you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. In the first hour, news, newsy news, new newsy news. Lots of retreaded articles coming on here, lots of interesting stuff coming out here. And we'll continue for a while in this hour, and then we're going to go back to journalism, I think, talk a little bit more about that. I really like to expose these isms when I find them, and journalism is no exception, another ism to be very wary of. But this article written by our four Bloomberg journalists here, journalist Scott Lamman writing, Fed's Warsh quits. Bernanke advisor questioned QE2. It just doesn't pay to voice your opinion around the Fed. Federal Reserve Governor Kevin Warsh, who was one of Chairman Benjamin Shalom, I Love Israel, Bernanke's closest financial crisis advisors, before becoming the only governor to question the expansion of record monetary stimulus in November, resigned after 5 years at the central bank. A relatively young man here. Relatively young man, Warsh, 40 years of age, a former investment banker who was the youngest ever Fed governor when then-President Jorge Bush appointed him in 2006, will leave, quote, on or around March the 31st, he said in a letter today to President Barry the Usurper that was released by the Fed in Washington. His departure may give Bernanke a stronger hand to complete or potentially expand $600 billion in Treasury purchases through June at the same time. Bernanke loses a link to Wall Street executives, oh, give us a break, and Republican politicians as he carries out Congress's overhaul of financial regulation and faces criticism from a political party that in the midterm election gained control of the U.S. House. You lose a forceful internal advocate for ending quantitative easing and trying to renormalize policy quicker, said Vincent Reinhardt. Okay, so there may be a good guy stepping down here. This guy, Federal Reserve Governor Kevin Walz, 40 years old. All right, he didn't like this idea of endless QE, quantitative easing. Said Vincent Reinhardt, you lose a forceful internal advocate for ending quantitative easing and trying to renormalize policy quicker. The Fed is the Fed's director of monetary affairs from 2001 to 2007, referring to the stimulus program known as quantitative easing, of course. Nobody ever heard of quantitative easing until they whipped this one up out of their PR department. The move also deepens the void in the financial markets expertise at the Board of Governors after former Vice Chairman Donald Cohn, K-O-H-N, by the way, a 40-year central bank veteran, left in September, said Reinhardt, a scholar at the American Enterprise Institute in Washington. That may leave Bernanke, the Bernanke, more dependent for market insight on New York Fed officials, including William Dudley, president of the regional bank. Reinhardt said, William Dudley, sitting pretty close to the usurper, isn't he? Chief of staff now, isn't he? I don't know. Five-year term? Separately, Dudley will probably be reappointed to a five-year term. Well, it must be a different Dudley. Starting March the 1st, a person familiar with the matter said today. He was named the New York Fed chief in January of 2009. No, it's not Dudley, Will. It's Daley. Daley Dudley. Dudley Do Right. This is William Dudley Do Right. All right. He was named New York Fed chief in January of 2009 to finish the term of Timmy Geithner. What an inbred mess. Unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzy noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we are back once again. U.S. trade gap probably widened in December on oil imports. You know, there's so many of these articles. Bloomberg is just loaded with this stuff on a daily basis. I tried for the first year on Oracle here to bring out all of the nuances of some of the things that I really thought were important about our country's founding, you know, and our Constitution and the idea of restoring a constitutionally limited Republican form of representative government. We had this ogre laying in the background all that time. You know, as long as we continue to follow after and chase after this, you know, corrupt monetary system, we have a dishonest weights and measures, folks. There can't be anything more immoral and corrupt than this adulation here for the almighty, you know, greenback buck, U.S. buck here. We got corruption in the high places in New York City. Oh, they had a live burning sacrifice there, too. They don't mind that. They'll bring their sons up there and plunge a dagger in their heart if that serves their purposes or draws down the Jewish fire. We got a real problem here. Yeah, the merchants of Venice have taken over this country. And apparently we don't care badly enough about it, I suppose, to do anything about it. So we just allow it to continue and continue. And this cancer just spreads all over the whole body politic. And it's amazing to me, not so much that is going on, but that it's allowed to continue to go on. while there's time to do something about it, maybe we should do something more. And I'm kind of, quite frankly, almost at a loss for what more to do to encourage people to maybe rethink the think. But here's a little bit more out of this article. This U.S. trade deficit probably widened in December for the first time in 4 months as the cost of imported oil climbed, economists said before a report. We're awash in oil. I think Russell Means was right on the money in his YouTube video, Welcome to the Reservation. We're all living under Indian policy now, I guess. Starvation. Deliberate dumbing down. Theft of our lands. In addition to higher costs for oil, imports may also have been boosted by the need to rebuild inventories in December. American consumers spent at a faster clip in the fourth quarter. At the same time, and I don't know how much money Caterpillar pays Bloomberg, but they pay plenty. They pay plenty. Caterpillar seems to be one of the favorite companies of Bloomberg because it's in almost every article. But here, at the same time, manufacturers like Caterpillar Inc. are seeing gains in exports as demands pick up from customers in emerging economies like China and Brazil. It's a pricing story on imports as energy prices went up quite a bit, said Harm Bandholz, chief U.S. economist at UniCredit Group in New York. Quote, it's virtually certain that imports will keep rising in the first half as demand continues to pick up. Demand for what? More Caterpillar tractors? Urban renewal coming to a city near you? The Commerce Department's trade report is due at 8:30 a.m. New York Times. Economists forecast range from blah, 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 blah. It just goes on and on. Arizona's still not pleased. And we have states. Some states are actually speaking up. They're becoming vocal local. Arizona files a counterclaim against government over state's immigration law. What's the problem with going to government with our grievances? You know, our redress of grievance, you're going right back into the maw of the beast. You go clambering right back up the pyramid, and the closer you get to the apex of the pyramid, the more police you're going to encounter. Because the butt-necked fraud on the top knows he's butt-necked and a fraud, and is willing to do anything, including destroy this country, to protect their fraud. Arizona filed counterclaims against the U.S. and the federal government's lawsuit challenging a state law that requires police to determine the immigration status of people stopped for questioning. Should be a pretty straightforward question. Are you an American citizen? Are you a U.S. citizen? But it's not. Because the answer to that question is huge and convoluted. And no one knows whether they're a U.S. citizen or not. No one's even sure they want to admit it if they were. Most people are trying to get rid of their, rescind their U.S. citizenship. And we're going to have police in Arizona questioning people as to whether or not they are or they are not a U.S. citizen, subject to the federal gov when they pull over for a roadside visit. United Kingdom, Denmark power cable may spur crucial supergrid, Dong says. Dong Energy. A.S. Catherine Early writing this for Bloomberg. Dong, the world's largest operator of offshore wind farms, said a proposed power cable connecting the U.K. and Denmark may encourage the development of a European-wide supergrid, crucial to meeting renewable targets. Okay. What's wrong with that picture? Interoperable, interdependent. Instead of having each of the nations sovereign with their own plans and their own techniques for solving their own electricity needs, it's a super grid. You whack the grid any place and the whole damn thing goes down. It's a lot more intelligent, I think, to go back to the local level. And if we can take care of our towns and our counties and our states, and come out from underneath this global umbrella, and going forward, we're going to be so much stronger. If you want real security, start at home. Don't look to Washington. There's nothing there. Building the link would be a step in developing a network linking countries and offshore wind farms. There's a lot of money out there right now being invested in offshore wind farms. And whether they're good or whether they're bad is yet to be determined. They haven't got enough of a track record to know. They haven't been around long enough for us to really get the numbers. I've been trying to find out just exactly what is the cost-benefit analysis of these wind turbines, and it seems to be a very carefully guarded secret. No one really wants to disclose it. Vestas Wind System AS won an order from E.ON AG for the delivery of 22 V90 2.0-megawatt wind turbines to be installed in Doncaster, the U.K., the company said today on its website. If you go up and look at the Crown's website, you'll find that the Crown owns all of the, a lot of the foreshore all the way around the United Kingdom. But they also own 12 some miles out and all the ground that's out there in the sea, all the way around. And there's a big drive, you know, to install these wind turbines out there in the Crown's property, but you shouldn't be too surprised then to see something very much the same happening in the United States. In the post-National Ocean Council development of this 200-mile band of exclusive economic zone, out of sight, out of mind, and offshore. Well, we'll be right back.
Wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live, now available in the iTunes App Store.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hi, I'm Don Wiskin, and have you ever wondered what the garlic cayenne drops could do for you? February is Heart Month, and we want you to find out just what can happen when you take the right combination of herbs designed to maintain our cardiovascular health. Purchase a 4-month supply of Extendivite drops or capsules, plus get a bonus month supply of capsules for only $125 plus shipping. That's 5 months worth of Extendivite for $25 per month. This is a Heart Month special to help get you started on your path to better health and ends February 28th. So don't be left out. Find out what Extendivite can do for you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
This is Jack Blood, your radio gun. You're listening to Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of tyranny smashing cutting edge talk radio.
We're going to close the news basket on this article right here off of Bloomberg. USDA forest rule aimed at climate change and jobs. We maybe go back and look at all of the promises that were made to the Aboriginals here in this country, the Native Americans, if you will, the Lakota, all of the rest of the Algonquin, the Iroquois, and the rest of the nations and tribes, the people that were here when our ancestors, my ancestors, came here. Look at all the promises that were made and all the swindles, all of the Holocausts and all of the concentration camps. Look at the Astors, for instance, in that section on Gustavus Meyer's great work. He'll really lay it out for you there. And then we read an article like this. Think about this national heritage sites that they're setting up in the 11 counties here in southwest Missouri and all across America in the wilderness areas where no man dare walk unless he follows their rules. The U.S. Department of Agriculture today, this was yesterday, February the 10th, William McQuillan writing for Bloomberg, released a final proposed rule to protect national forests from threats, including climate change, while promoting job growth in rural areas. Of course, you'd have to go up and check very carefully on the U.S. Department of Agriculture, and then I guess you have to go to the Congressional Record, is it? And look in there and find out what kind of teeth they have in all of this. But the planning rule aims to increase protection for the 193 million acres, or 78 million hectares, and I don't know why they'd make that transition, except for to be polite to Europeans who read this stuff, of forests and grasslands supervised by the United States Forest Service. The USDA said in a statement, supervised by the U.S. Forest Service. Forests and grassland, our natural resources, our food, our wealth. Supervised by the U.S. Forest Service. The government will also require that the best available scientific data, that should be troubling to all of you, they still use the hockey stick model, be used in making plans for land and water resources. Be very concerned about this idea of federalizing all of the water resources in America. That's out there too. Don't forget about the food safety bill. Local information would also have to be taken into account. This is the NEPA process, if you're not aware of it. There is an opportunity for you to interact at these consensus meetings that will be held around. The rule will provide the tools to the Forest Service to make our forests more resilient to many threats, including pests. Maybe you need to listen to Hal Anthony's broadcast on Sunday and ask him, call in and ask him to explain to you. Who are the pests being referred to here? Catastrophic fire. Maybe we need to go back to the news articles and find how many times the Forest Service employees and the Green Weenies have set the fires to the forests. And climate change. And we still have about 10 inches and slowly melting snow right here in southwest Missouri. Climate change is... Agricultural Secretary Tom Vilsack told reporters on a conference call, while the USDA looks to seek further protection for plants and animals, humans and other animals, invasive species, Vilsack said the rule does not favor any one special interest. He said the full suite of multiple uses would be considered, including grazing, timber, energy, and mineral interests. It depends on how big you are. If you're Monsanto, if you're formerly Weyerhaeuser or Plum Creek, it depends on how big you are. as to how much attention will be paid to your special interest. Maybe your Alcoa. Maybe your Creekstone. The plan is open for public comment until May the 16th. We brought these sort of things to your attention before. But you have until May the 16th to make a serious difference here. Once again, this is where our activity is required. I mean, we can go on and wax philosophic about so many things. But as we've said time and again on this broadcast, knowledge is power, but it's only powerful when it's combined with action. To know a thing is not sufficient. We must do the thing. And the Forest Service is particularly susceptible to public input, and we can actually postpone and derail their plans. I personally have been involved in doing that in the past, and I can testify that it works. For years, kept them out of the Alpine Lakes Wilderness Area with their permit system. It's like you've heard the song, you know, they paved Pink Paradise, and then they charge you a buck and a half to see it. That's what they wanted to do. That's what they've now done on the Alpine Lakes Wilderness Area in Washington State. After all of the years of packing garbage out of there, you know, they shut off all motorized access and so on and so forth. It was previously just, you know, forest land. And there was lots of trash and all kinds of stuff left up in the woods, but many of us backpacked out the garbage. We went in for a nice weekend, carrying in fish to stock in those high mountain lakes, carried out garbage on our backs like a bunch of mules, cleaned up trails, made water bars, did all sorts of things like that without any, you know, requests or, you know, Environmental Protection Agency. We just did it because we were hikers and we loved the woods. And fishermen loved the woods. Rock climbers loved to climb. Mountain climbers loved to climb. We just did it. Only to have the Forest Service realize that they had one hell of a tourist attraction and that they could profit by charging people money to go into the woods. Now, you might think that doesn't, you know, amount to too much. But in this world where people are trying to squeeze a dollar to just have any kind of a meaningful experience whatsoever, if a man wants to take his boys, his sons, or maybe a scout troop up into the wilderness someplace for a weekend and reconnect, you know, as they say on Russell Means' Lakota perspective with Mother Earth, to reconnect with a planet that we live on and depend upon. The idea of having to pay and buy tickets may be all the difference between whether or not a father can take his boys up into the woods for a weekend of fishing or not. The whole thing has become so commercialized, you know, with all the fancy colored nylon this and that and all the very expensive hiking stuff. We used to get outfitted in the early days. We would outfit ourselves at the nearest, St. Vincent de Paul. Old pots and pans or whatever you could put over a campfire. An old rucksack, you know, some castaway from some other era. Build your own, you know, Nelson board, back frame. Trapper Nelson. All that changed. REI came in and really made it quite a thing. But every time I see the Forest Service coming into view, I have to cringe. Because I know that ultimately this is a land grab. This is just yet another rule, another regulation, another restriction, another takeaway of our resources, another blockade between being a self-reliant people, and forcing us to stay in the cities, in the compact cities, in this concrete jungle with absolutely zero spiritual connection and no intellect to go with it. Be right back.
You are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network. the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
Every day you hear the news. As an American citizen, I'm sure you're concerned. You may even feel like you have no control. Of course, you can't control things like natural disasters or the real estate meltdown, but these days, a number of Americans are returning to the practice of being self-reliant by keeping food and water in reserve. That's why you need BeFoodReady.com. BeFoodReady.com has high-quality, delicious foods that are savable and storable. The foods are dehydrated, so all you need to do is add water. They're made from premium-grade fresh raw fruits, vegetables, dairy products, and other high-quality ingredients. Our stuff is awesome, and it's available in single packets for less than $2 a serving. When you buy it in the packs, it can be 91 cents or less, depending on the package that you're getting. And these foods can be stored for as long as 15 years. Log on to our website to watch a short video, learn about our food selections, how to start your own business, and how you can try 6 meals for free. Log on to BeFoodReady.com.
A wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties, a few years ago. In fact, Morona's called his work a dire prophecy. And it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica10.com. Although this video may be offensive to some audiences, it's worth checking out. Again, that's www.endofamerica10.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
Okay, and so finally, on this discussion about the Forest Service, this plan, again, is open for public comment until May the 16th. And the Forest Service is an agency of the USDA, so you can find it on their website. Now listen, Bart Semcer, or Semcer, S-E-M-C-E-R, you tell me where he's from, Bart Semcer, the senior representative of the Sierra Club in Washington, said the rule appears to be a, quote, step in the right direction. I don't seem want to sound like a contrarian here too much, but if the Sierra Club be for it, I have to be against it, because I've said a little bit too much about the Sierra Club to be in bed with this bunch of tree huggers. Continuing, here's a quote. We are pleased to see that they are taking a look at climate change, close quote, Semcer said in a telephone interview. Quote, we're looking forward to working with the agency to make the rule as strong as possible, close quote. When you're dealing with your representatives in the various agencies, the question or query to you always is, who are you with? Who do you represent when you call in, when you write in? And if you happen to be Bart Semcer, the senior representative of the Sierra Club in Washington, you get a seat at the table. This is why I've been advocating from day one now starting up our third year here on Oracle on President's Day, but for 3 years virtually back on the radio, that we become vocal local. We've got to have a seat at the table. We need to be part of the decision makers going forward. That's not done, unfortunately, and the Egyptians are finding it out on the street. Now they might be successful. They might get something. They'll get a crumb. They'll get a bone. But Semser here is influencing law and legislation. He is influencing the rules and the regulations that will govern the forest going forward. And so it's up to you. You might not particularly be interested in getting out and about. You may not even be interested in the things that this particular rule or regulation apply to. But a lot of people are concerned, and they ought be. And maybe we need to share their concern. Who was it that said something along the lines, you know, well, they came for the gypsies. I wasn't a gypsy. They came for somebody else, and I wasn't one of them. And then they came for the Jews, and I wasn't one of them either, blah, blah, blah. When they came for the Jews, they got me, and there was nobody left to speak for me, blah, 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 and all that nonsense. So anyway, it's out there. And unless you want to have the Sierra Club trump you on your access to the grasslands and the timber and everything else, unless you want another slurry of rules and regulations dumped on you, it'd be a time to take action now. Let's go back into our discussion of journalism. You know, journalism, again, this is out of the Encyclopedia Americana, is a comprehensive term which signifies the business of producing a public journal. In school, children all across America are encouraged to keep a journal. I've personally kept a diary for a long, long time, with some spots where I didn't, you know, some periods where I didn't. And I always regret that I didn't in those years because I don't have anywhere near as accurate a record for my thoughts in that time period, my actions. But journals are important. It's like the public notice. Remember Francois Guizot, we talked about on that. Not nearly as much as we could, but the history of representative government in Europe, where we found those three primary principles isolated and identified by Francois Guizot. If you hope to have a representative system of government, number one, you need to have a clear separation of powers. We don't have that. Ever since the creation of this Administrative Procedures Act, ever since the alphabet soup of Roosevelt, we haven't had that clear separation. Number two, you need to have a vote. And we don't have a vote. We don't even have a voice at the table. So clearly, you know, we're going to have to vote with our feet. We're going to have to vote with our dollars. We're going to have to be as vocal local as we possibly can be. And number three, there needs to be publicity. Publicity, much like this right here, this article, publicity is not the same as journalism. But at the time this writing commenced, and this author wrote, he was still looking at journalism as being a public journal. But unfortunately, journalism has a tendency to be an after-the-fact look behind its life in the rearview mirror. Public notice has to do with, and publicity has to do with having the goods laid out on the table in advance so that we can all comment and agree on, you know, finding unity on these ideas. And if we can't come to a unanimous agreement that this would be a good thing for our forest, then the plan needs to be set aside. It needs to be considered more. It needs to be discussed wider. It needs to be rethought. Maybe the idea needs to be scrapped. Because if the people be not for it, how could the government be for it when it's supposed to be a government of the people? So it is continuing under the same influences, distinctive independent journalism has increased. Again, now we've gone past the time of the beginning of the printing presses and all of that. And it's really, journalism has more to do with what has been printed as opposed to the television and the radio. But it professes to have no connection with any party and disclaims a representative party position. Once was a time, once upon a time. This is a storybook, okay? That's never been the truth. Its theory is that it addresses itself not to party sentiment, but to independent public judgment and its claim for support is based on the journalistic quality without regard to political association. There may have been a time somewhere where these broadsheets were not, you know, along a party line, but I know of no time like that. It's extraordinary. It's the extraordinary advance of the newspaper making as a business that has rendered independent journalism on a large scale possible. You know, we just grab up Noah Webster's, you know, Jews in Germany and read how at the time that she was writing, you know, press, independent press in England was all but gone. It was history. And today it's very much so gone, history. In America, the Rockefellers congratulating Council on Foreign Relations, congratulating the media, which they bought and control, for keeping quiet their advance of globalism. A quarter of a century ago, again, this was written back in 1950, so it would have been right around 1920s, about the time that Gustavus Myers was writing. A quarter of a century ago, it would have been difficult to name more than two or three important examples in the United States of these independent journals. Three important examples in the United States. Now, there are many conspicuous and successful papers which are thus classed, and even more significant of the change in journalism is the greater independence of the party journals already referred to. Indeed, an essential independence, which consists of free judgment and candid expression on public questions, the line of demarcation between the better class of party papers and the professedly independent papers is scarcely perceptible, and it would be hard to distinguish between them. That's not the case anymore. It's very difficult to even get a letter to the editor published. Some of the only places now that we can go to find some independent journalism is the various blogs on the internet. But even there, if you dig into it, is it that independent? Is it that free of a party bias? Is it that candid, that true, that honest, muckraking examination? Even with Gustavus Myers' writings, remember, he was a populist at first, then socialist. So he had a natural bias against capitalism, and he had a natural bias against private property ownership. There's been a signal advance in other directions against the false and matricious tendencies to sensationalism, which have been indicated must be placed a higher and broader treatment of all the varied interests of life. In news collection, well, let's stop there. Let's talk about that. Increase tendency to sensationalism. There's a whole gob and a bunch of sensationalism going on to get you to believe this or to believe that, to run this way, run that way. The Nobel Peace Prize, no exception. It spares no expense. What? It spares no expense. It reaches everywhere. It sends its correspondence. What we need to do is back up a little, Will. Very fine print here. There's been a signal advance again against the false and matricious tendencies to sensationalism, which have been indicated, must be placed a higher and broader treatment of all the varied interests of life. We'll pick it up right there on the other side.
Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to oraclebroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
At hempusa.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEEDS. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
Come explore the human stargate and what lies beyond. Walk the rebel path. Sundays.
So again, in brief and closing from this encyclopedia article, I've got something else I want to share with you. News collection, the journalism of today is as much ahead of that of 1875 as the Railroad Express is ahead of the stagecoach. It spares no expense, reaches everywhere, sends its correspondents to all parts of the world, employs the best experts and specialists, caters equally to the lover of literature and the lover of sports, keeps pace with scientific discovery and development, rivals the best periodicals in commanding the most famous writers and artists. It makes its own special missions of public service, reports all business, social, educational, philanthropic, and religious movements, and in short, treats whatever concerns mankind as within its boundless domains. Its range, enterprise, and comprehensiveness are a constant marvel. With all its faults, the breadth, fullness, and accuracy, which are combined with so much celerity of action, attest a thoroughness of organization and extent of resources never before equaled. Written by a publicist. Written by someone steeped deep in journalism. As Lark from Dallas sometimes says, a tyranny of words. As Alfred Addis says, somebody that can't write a paragraph in less than 20 words ought to reconsider. But we understand how this went down. The media is the enemy. The American Free Press writes in their little handout, a special mini sampler of the American Free Press, got this years ago. Behind the scenes are the shadowy owners and corporate power brokers who dictate what you will or will not see in your daily newspaper or on the evening news. Who are some of those power brokers? Rockefeller, Bronfman, Murdoch, Redstone, Rothschild, Newhouse the Fourth. These shadowy media controllers decide which politicians are in and which politicians are out. The masters of the media decide which issues can or cannot be debated. The masters of the media decide which are the good wars and which are the bad wars. If the big media decides you will be the patsy, then the patsy you will be. It's that simple. Ask Lee Harvey Oswald, James Earl Ray, Gordon Call, Randy Weaver, or any of the victims at Waco. The media is the enemy. Journalism is not necessarily your friend. We need to, you know, we need to drink our water with carefulness these days. Germany and the Jews by Nesta Webster. I received this and added it to my library back in 2003, several years ago now. From the beginning, the attitude of the British press towards the present regime in Germany, this was written long ago now, in Germany offers much of interest and not a little humor. Only 2 months ago, the anti-French and the pro-German campaign was in full blast throughout this country. At any moment, we were led to believe the Sabots, were to revert to Mr. Lloyd George's graceful simile, might again descend on the defenseless body of Germans and its mild and peace-loving people be driven into war by the provocative attitude of France or Poland. Those of us who decline to view the Germans as quite the woolly lambs, they were represented by their protagonists, who, on the contrary, saw them as an intensely patriotic race with many virtues, but with an inherent love of warfare and prone to a violence foreign to our nature, were sternly silenced. No. The only people likely to disturb the peace of Europe were the hysterical, the intractable, and the jingoistic French. It all just depends on who the enemy is of the day, is the way that she's starting this out. One day it's Hamas, the next day, you know, it's the Egyptians. The next day it's the Tunisians, the next day it's in Yemen, man. You know, man, get down. Then it's Iran, and then it's China, and then it's Brazil, and then it's Venezuela. And it never ends. Been going that way all my life. Then it's the Vietnamese. Then it's the Koreans. Then it's the Japanese. But now, all at once, a change has come over the spirit of the dream. The columns of the press are filled with denunciations of German brutality and German violence. The menace of Hitlerism has replaced the menace of French militarism. What has happened to bring about this change about face? Has Germany, in a fit of frenzy, torn up the Treaty of Versailles? Has the Reichswehr invaded Belgium, or the Graf Zeppelin dropped bombs on the inhabitants of Paris? Worse, far worse, Germany has dared to discriminate against the Jews. It's not a case of ill treatment, still less of pogroms, which would naturally be abhorrent to any human mind. Such acts of violence as have been committed were shown to have been isolated, incidents which any time of upheaval is likely to produce. In these, the government of Germany does not seem to have been more responsible than was the British government for the recent mobbing by Jews of a peaceful German citizen in the streets of London. An incident which was not recorded in our press already. The accusation of atrocities has been acknowledged by the influential bodies of Jews to have been grossly exaggerated, and persecution is shown to have taken mainly the form of discrimination and a one-day boycott. In what does this discrimination consist? Briefly, in a policy of Germany for the Germans, we who have consistently advocated a Britain for a British can hardly cavil at this. Whilst resolutely opposing the principles of Deutschland über alles as applied to the world in general, we cannot dispute Germany's right to adopt it within her own borders. Discrimination, therefore, apparently resolves itself into this, that Hitler has decided that German influences shall prevail in public life, and the Germans should be given the preference in the matter of employment by setting up a quota of Jews who may hold posts in proportion to the numbers of Jewish population. For years, we've been told of the distress prevailing amongst the German professional classes since the war. Yet when Hitler adopts this very obvious remedy, a howl of execration goes up from the so-called, quote-unquote, friends of Germany in our midst. It is evident now where their real sympathies lie. As to the one-day boycott, this was calculated to draw attention to the principle advocated in our own country under the slogan of Buy British, by which native industry is to be encouraged. those of us in England who have been subjected for years to a real boycott organized by Jews, so that our writings are denied mention in the leading organs of the press, our voices raised in defense of our empire, unable to make themselves heard through the medium of the so-called British BC, can hardly be expected to shed tears over this turning of the tables. As natives of a country where anyone who has ever ventured to oppose Jewish interests finds himself ostracized and his career ruined, or at best declared to be insane, a policy, by the way, adopted with regard to Hitler, who in 1923 was announced by the Jewish press to be incarcerated in an asylum as a hopeless lunatic, we, who are under a dictatorship quite as rigorous as that of Hitler or Mussolini, find it difficult not to envy a country where patriotism is an asset and not an obstacle to the advancement in literary or political life. Strong words opening this pamphlet that was written by Nesta Webster, Germany and the Jews. Some of the same sentiments are felt by many people today. What has happened to America? What happened to our country? You know, at one time, and I shared this article out of the encyclopedia some time back, we started to look at the Ku Klux Klan. Where were their real feelings? When they were the most successful, what were they doing? They were warning about a disproportionate number of Jews and Catholics at the top of the heap. This once a Protestant nation has been transformed into a completely different country. Now we have 6 Catholics and 3 Jews on the Supreme Court, and not a Protestant in the House. What is the purpose for this wide open border with the Southern Hemisphere? Why, most of those countries are Catholic. I know we focus more attention on blank fine and whatnot because they're the master blasters of finance and Goldman Sachs. But let's not forget about the demon in the Vatican, too. The guy with the green hat, the fish hat, wears his green yarmulke. The post-Vatican II expansion, the unification churches, Reverend Sun Myung Moon, etc. The World Council of Religion. The One World Religion. August Comte had one in mind. It was the universal religion of humanity. It went along perfectly with his positive philosophy, went along perfectly with his positive polity, a complete system. He was the founder of sociology. This is where we put the human being in a petri dish and slip him under a high-powered microscope and study man in its nth detail. Well, that's all for today. I'll be back again on Monday, I hope, and I hope you will be too. And until the next time, thanks for listening, and good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Thank you.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live. Now available in the iTunes App Store.
Does ordinary talk radio give you the laws?
Blah, blah, blah.
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.